The Star Spangled Banner will be playing all over the country tonight while fireworks go off. Few people know there are actually 4 official verses to the song, and even fewer know the 1 unofficial verse that was written a half a century later. Chloe Veltman of member station KQED says that verse might be relevant today.
When poet Oliver Wendell Holmes wrote his extra verse, it was long after Francis Scott Key wrote the original. The U.S. was in the grip of civil war. Here's the verse, sung by the concert choir of Lowell High School in San Francisco. Did you hear that? Unlike the familiar verse, it's not about a foreign enemy. It's about the foe from within.
Down, down with the traitor that tries to defile the flag of the star and the pain of her story.
He wrote that 5th verse, I believe, with real sorrow at what was happening to his country.
Stephen Mucha is a history professor at Bard College.
The divisions that we had in this country in 1861 are similar to what we have now.
It was, of course, actual war back then, and this verse circulated throughout the North. But there was also hope. The millions unchained. Those lines look forward to the emancipation of enslaved people.
And the Star-Spangled Banner in
Mucha says he can't imagine a country without Oh Say Can You See. He'd like for people to sing both the 1st and the 5th stanzas as a way for Americans to unite around the principles of the Constitution. For NPR News, I'm Chloe Veltman in San Francisco.